The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This feast day, the queenship of Mary, was inaugurated by Pope Pius XII in 1954, quite recently in the Church's history. It was a time when people were getting rid of kings and queens by and large, and parliaments and senates and councils and all sorts of things were advisors to presidents and representatives of the people. So here we have the queenship of Mary promulgated by Pope Pius XII. The Gospel reading says that Mary had found favor with God. The favoring mentioned, called blessed in some translations and in the Hail Mary, it's a different standard to what we call being blessed or favored today. This favored Mary was one who was homeless at the time of the birth of her baby, was a refugee fleeing to Egypt with her infant, didn't know where her son was at the age of 12. And then he was executed as a common criminal. They were a colonized people. Life was not easy. This is the life of the one said to be favored. And this is the queen we're honoring today. However, Mary refused to be victimized. Her pain and suffering did not break her or her faith in God and faith in her son's mission. At Pentecost, there we see her in the midst of the apostles as they were all sent out to spread the word of God to the corners of the world among all the peoples of the world. This is the queen we are honoring today. I have here in front of me a lovely picture of a painting of the Annunciation by a Nigerian artist called Wilful, in which the angel is handing Mary a very white envelope. Presumably, the message from God is inside. This image is quite delightful, but for me it raises the point, aren't we all given a message? a significant message in a small envelope of our DNA and our genetic inheritance. The message we get is also the historical, geographic, economic, and political environment that we are born into. And perhaps the example of Mary's unwavering courage, her refusal to be victimized, her constant faith in God and hope in her son and his message. Perhaps that is the area that her queenship should take in our lives today.